Yeah, enough of that. Okay, 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. Check your clock. That's what it says. I know. Why? Because I am the chairman of the dubious goals committee. My name is Tobe. I like to drink tea. Oh, it's so good. That's about all you need to know. All right, so what's happening? What's going on? What are we doing? Oh, I gotta tell ya, I'm having some kind of really strange day today. Oh, I woke up because it was too cold and I couldn't go back to sleep, and so now I'm all weird. And I'm gonna leave this room, I think. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know what we're gonna do today. I gotta go upstairs. Yeah, why does it smell like rice? Oh yeah, that's right, because I was cooking rice. And I need to look outside. See, it's a dull, dismal day, but I see water on my deck. It's 40 degrees Fahrenheit. I suppose that's reasonable. Oh, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I have no idea. So anyway, well, now, hell, here comes the cat. Hi, Peppa. What are you doing? And the cat's just walking around. See, she won't walk through the kitchen door here. She's got to walk around to the other side. All right, well, I hate to disappoint her, but we're going downstairs. Oh, I'm surprised she's up. Jeez, yesterday she was sleeping, well, you know, like a cat. And today, this morning, she was sleeping like a cat, too. Because kitties need to sleep. Alright, so, as I sit here, I realize that tomorrow is the first day of winter. That pleases me. I'm happy because that means the days are getting longer. Starting tomorrow, we're back to the run-up to good weather. And now my sinuses are all weird. Yeah, so I'm having a noun day, having some kind of, I don't know. Ooh, what's that? Air raid! Air raid! Run for the shelters. Anywho. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the solstice. The winter solstice is almost upon us. I'm looking forward to it. This is my holiday. When people say, happy holidays at this time of year, I like to think of that as meaning happy winter solstice. Well, I am having a happy winter solstice because the days are getting longer and we're only about 4.5 or 5 months away from morel season. Yay! So the countdown is on. I'm pretty excited about that. Yes. Anyway, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I got one for you. Sit tight and listen keenly. Oh, I'm so happy. Guess. Guess what film I get to watch tonight? Oh, it's one of my favorite classic midnight movies, one of my favorite underground cult films of all time. And I get to watch it tonight. And I haven't seen it in quite a while, now that I think about it. But tonight, that's right, I am watching The Harder They Come, starring Jimmy Cliff, and anonymously produced by Chris Blackwell, of course. It is a classic tale of, well, it's sort of based on a true story. The true story of Rijing. The famous Jamaican criminal, except in the movie, He's a musician and a weed dealer, but in real life that didn't go down that way. But like I said, loosely based on the real life of Ivanhoe Martin, also known as Rijing. The Harder They Come is a great, great film that didn't do well at first, but then got put into midnight rotation, and it became an underground hit. And is a lot of people will say that this is the film that's responsible for bringing reggae music to America. And I can't really deny that. It really did help the growth of reggae in the United States. Jimmy Cliff was huge. And so obviously the film The Harder They Come has this great reggae soundtrack. It is a great film, and I'm really looking forward to watching it. Like I said, I haven't seen it in a while. And it's possible that you have not seen it. If you haven't seen it, you will be surprised to learn that even though you have not seen it, you are familiar with a very famous line of dialogue from the film. Oh, I gotta drink some tea. Oh, good stuff. I do love drinking tea. Now, this very famous line from the film is spoken by a DJ in a club in the film. And that DJ is played in a cameo appearance by none other than Prince Buster, another very, very famous Jamaican DJ and musical artist. And the line he speaks got so famous that it got sampled in the mid-80s and was used all through the late 80s and 90s. Everybody used it for something or other. And you know this sample. You've heard it a million times. The sample is, "Sit tight and listen keenly while I play for you a brand new musical biscuit." Okay, you know the line I'm talking about. The line is actually longer. He goes on to say, "Well, I play for you a brand new musical biscuit from the man they call Ivanhoe." Oh, a song from... I can't remember the context exactly, but you've heard this quote a million times. You've heard that sample. If you were listening to anything between the years of about 1986 to about 1998 or 1999, you heard that song, or you heard that sample in some song somewhere. And it's even used in one of my very favorite songs of all time, which I think we're going to have to listen to now. We've heard it before here on the Dubious Goals Committee. This is, of course, Big Audio Dynamite with Come On Every Beatbox. But of course, I'd like to start it right now, but I can't. I actually have to wait. And you're going to notice that the song starts off with this very, very famous sample, which is just one of the reasons we're listening to this song today. The other reason being, it's just an awesome song. So come on, every beatbox.
Sit tight and listen keenly while I play for you another brand new musical biscuit.
I hope you realize you're playing a dynamite.
Listen home, I bet you spam.
Oh,
nothing out here but the underworld, and that is where I dance. Where do you dance?
Beautiful. Don't worry about the power. We've got a generator. More brilliance from Mick Jones. And in case you've missed other episodes of Dubious Goals, a committee where this was explained, Mick Jones, the guy who started this band, the brains behind it, is the guy who got kicked out of the Clash. Remember that? I do. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was shocking. I was in high school. Mick Jones has been kicked out of the Clash. That's a bad move. That's not the... When you are in a band, do not kick out the guy who is writing the songs. Do not kick out the guy who created the material that made you big. Because it's all downhill from there. And we all know what happens. What happens? Mick Jones gets kicked out of the Clash. He says, okay, fine, I'll start my own thing. I've been wanting to do something a little bit different anyway. So he goes out, finds a bunch of cool guys, and he puts together a band called Big Audio Dynamite. And of course, he is launched further into the stratosphere. What happens to the Clash? Well, the Clash... They hire two more guitarists because, yeah, it's going to take two more guys to fill Mick Jones's place. And then they released an album called Cut the Crap, which was universally panned and hated and was the worst album in the history of mankind. Well, not quite, but... The Clash went into a panic. Joe Strummer freaked out, realized the massive mistake that they made. Tried to get Mick back in the band, but it was too late because Big Audio Dynamite was already exploding and the Clash just up and folded. Burned. Burned. Oh, that's too bad. But, you know, we got some really cool Big Audio Dynamite out of the deal now, didn't we? And then, of course, Joe Strummer, he did eventually sort of go on to form the Mescaleros, which I thought was a pretty cool band. They did some cool stuff. So yeah, so much drama in the music world. It could be worse, but you know, at least we're getting some fairly decent stuff out of it here and there. So much drama. And we had to listen to Come On Every Beatbox there because, obviously, the first thing you hear at the beginning of the song is the famous quote, "Sit tight and listen keenly," from Prince Buster. Good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, boy. Ow. Ow. Slightly painful there for a second. So what does it all mean? Does this mean that we're going to have to get into some Prince Buster? Do you need to hear some Prince Buster? I think you do. So we're going to listen to a song, a famous song by Prince Buster, called One Step Beyond. And you might be thinking, oh, I think I know a song like that by Madness. Yeah, same song. We'll talk about more of that in a minute. Now we're going to listen to Prince Buster.
One step beyond.
classic. The classic ska song by Prince Buster, One Step Beyond. Yeah, you knew that song, didn't you? Madness made it very famous back in the early 80s. What a coincidence. When the ska revival, when the second ska revival came about in the late 70s, you know, all these kids, all these bands in England were looking back towards the classic ska from, you know, the mid-60s. One Step Beyond was from like 1964. 1964, such an incredible year for music and interesting hairstyles for women. And so, of course, everybody wanted to cover Prince Buster songs. And every second wave two-tone ska band you can think of covered at least two Prince Buster songs. Madness did Prince Buster. The Specials did Prince Buster. Everybody did Prince Buster. In fact, Madness took their name from a Prince Buster song. Which song would that be? Oh, that would be the song Madness by Prince Buster. Oh, I think I have a name for our band now. Absolutely true story. They loved Prince Buster so much, I don't know who it was, probably Suggs went, you know, we should call our band Madness after Prince Buster's song that we're going to listen to right now. This is Madness by Prince Buster. Are you going to play ever? Another classic from Prince Buster. That was Madness. Another just outrageously important song in the history of Mento, Ska, Blue Beat, Rocksteady, all those songs. Prince Buster. And that was the song that inspired the band Madness to name their band Madness and then go on to play songs like One Step Beyond, etc., etc. And if you listen, I mean, you heard that song, you listened to Madness. That is exactly the sound that the two-tone ska boys back in the late 70s to early 80s were so interested in. And you know, you can pick up any two-tone album today, and that's all I can hear. It's like, oh yeah, I hear the influence of Prince Buster. Everything's just being played a little bit faster on different instruments, but everybody's still having a really good time. And now that I think about it, Rico Rodriguez, who may have played on that track right there, I think he played on some Specials tracks. Did he play on Madness? Jeez, I should look that up. Prince Buster, a classic, a classic artist. Unfortunately, he did die like 3 years ago. Yeah, he led a great life. But, yeah, Prince Buster. What year was Madness? Yeah, like 63, 64, right around there in the same thing. So then, 8 or so years later, when they decided to make the classic Jimmy Cliff film, The Harder They Come, they needed somebody to be the disc jockey in the club, where they're going to hear the song The Harder They Come for the first time from the criminal Ivanhoe, who was on the run. He shot a man. And the DJ, played by Prince Buster himself, utters the immortal line, "Listen keenly while I play for you a brand new musical biscuit." No, sit tight and listen keenly. Well, I can't believe I just blew that line. Well, that's how you know that Dubious Goals Committee is never edited. You'll hear me screw up plenty of times. So it's been a little bit of musical history for you here today on Dubious Goals Committee. Hopefully this will inspire you to look up some other cool music. You want to look up ska, but look up some early ska, first wave ska. Not that second wave stuff in the 70s. Although, that stuff's pretty good too. You might also want to listen to some Mento and some Rock Steady and some Blue Beat. You're going to hear all the classic bands. Prince Buster, Maytals, Culture. All that great, great stuff. And what else was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you, yeah, and while you're at it, look up this and that and blah, blah, blah. But now I can't really remember where I was going with that. But that's okay, because that's just how things go sometimes, isn't it? Yes, it is. So, what day is this? Oh, it's Friday. I need to tell you one other thing. Coming up next, right after the Dubious Goals Committee, so, you know, starting in about 2 minutes, you will be able to listen to Something Blue with Harry Larry. Something Blue is a show that plays lots of cool jazz and blues and cool stuff music, cool daddy-o type of music. So stay tuned for that coming up next. I always listen to that as I make and eat my lunch, which is, you know, pretty much what I gotta do right now, because you've been listening to the Dubious Prince Buster Sit Tight and Listen Keenly Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta get on with my day, make some more tea and stuff, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.